right, wait a minute. What is this? This swamp music here. Can't have this. That's better. The old traditional intro. You know, for some reason, I don't like that either. This is better. Yes, you've reached brain damage.
Time, please. see that.
No, I missed it. I was getting the news, and I have it. But I'm not going to read it right now. It's 11 minutes after 12 o'clock. This is brain damage, and it's been a weird day so far. It's going to be even weirder by the time we're finished here. Our phone number is 632-6901, and for the
moment...
Is that a particularly scary number, Jim? Okay. Well, apparently for him it is. It's 1 degree outside, and I don't have to look over at the Fahrenheit conversion to see that that is 34 on the Fahrenheit scale, yes. Because it's so obvious. And, yeah, in case you couldn't tell, I walked in a minute late and the whole place fell apart. But I think we recovered pretty well. That was something that that I just got. I just found a new Clash CD. If you can believe this one, that got put out in late 93. They just keep putting out these CDs, and the band's been broken up now for, what, 10 years? That's productivity for you. This is called Super Black Market Clash, and it's got all the B-sides and strange songs, like Mustafa Dance, which is what we just heard, and a couple of songs that, even though I've been collecting everything left and right that I could find, a couple of songs that I never heard of before, including Listen. That's the name of the song, Listen. I've never heard that one before. And, well, we'll play a couple later on. It's... I already told you the time. I'm not going to say the time anymore, but it's Saturday night, huh? Didn't say that yet. And we're going to take some phone calls, talk about current events, local current events, national current events, international current events, and not-so-current events, because we're a variety show, among other things. And it's actually early morning for me, because this has been kind of a nutso week, where I've taught myself that I can do virtually anything as far as what particular time I choose to get up. Usually I get up late, you know, like around, well, I'm not going to say because it's kind of embarrassing, but pretty late, you know, when the sun is high and when just about everything else is moving. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to do that this week because it's funny, you know, I've talked about jury duty before. And, you know, a few months ago, we sort of joked around about it. You know, I sort of said that I was going to be on the jury for the World Trade Center bombing case. And, yeah, it was a joke. We were kidding. We were all kidding, and Jim was part of it, right?
Hold it, hold it. Wait a minute. Don't you think there's a bit of a problem with that?
With kidding around? I don't think so. not that I can see anyway, but there might be. Yeah, kidding around, right? Yeah.
That's a good one, huh?
You're getting right into the spirit of things. Yeah. Shut up, Jim. It's very hard to have him around here. Maybe we can do something about that. Yeah, we're just going to cut your mic for a little while. Thank you. What was I saying? Yeah, so we were kidding around a few months ago about that. You know, I sort of pretended I was going to be on the jury. Well, guess what? Guess what in this ironic world? I wound up being on a jury anyway, and I wound up being on a jury this week. In fact, just as the real World Trade Center bombing case jury concluded its jury duty yesterday, so did I. So, to the uninitiated, it may seem as if, in fact, I was actually on a jury all this time, but I was not. The case I was on was a much more dramatic one. It involved someone bumping into somebody else in a car on a snowy night 4 years ago. Can you believe this? 4 years ago, you bump into somebody in a car, and you finally have your trial. And this is not a criminal case. This is a civil case. I mean, talk about delays and justice. But you know what was weird about this was that, you know, we all sort of piled in there and were listening to the case, listening to all the witnesses. You know, there's the person that got hit, there's the person that hit, there's the person that's related to the person that got hit. And you're kind of listening to all this, and everybody's objecting to everything left and right. I mean, explain this to me, please, somebody. Why would a lawyer object to someone knowing what part of what car hit what part of what car? I mean, you're sitting in a car, right? And you get hit from behind. I mean, in my mind, I would consider that the front of the person's car in back of me hit the back of my car. But when that question was asked, it was objection. We can't have the jury knowing what part of the car hit the other part of the car. That just wouldn't be right. They might actually get a picture as to what happened. So after a full day of all that, and after being snowed out on Thursday, we came back in on Friday, and in my mind, you know, it just seemed like a simple thing of weather, you know. Somebody hit somebody else, and that's it. You know, the weather's mostly to blame. Nobody was injured. There was no real damage to the car. We saw a picture of the car, and it was nothing at all. And when we got there, they said, oh, they settled. You guys didn't have to come out here. It's all over. And when we asked what they had settled for, they had settled for $27,000. Can you believe that? $27,000 for bumping into somebody at 3 miles an hour on a snowy night. And that's when I became convinced that the legal system in this country is, well, let's just say it's in need of some adjustment. I mean, picture this. The person that was at fault, that obviously slid and hit somebody at 3 miles an hour on a snowy night, okay, their lawyer said, this will be good for you. This is good for you to pay $27,000, because there's no way the jury is ever going to award you anything less than that. There's no way the jury is going to say that it was the fault of the weather, and yeah, you hit this person at 3 miles an hour, but nobody got hurt and there was no damage, so let's just forget the whole thing. They're not going to say that. They're going to send you away. They're going to say, send this person to prison, pay $1 million, you know, all that kind of thing. I don't know. I just can't figure it, you know. What were they thinking? Why is that a good deal? So, yeah. Anyway, that was the case I was on. I'm glad I wasn't tied up in a dull case like a terrorist bombing. And, you know, the funny thing is, we were never able to talk about it. You know, all these people were brought together to be on a jury, and we weren't able to talk about it on Wednesday because we had to go home. We were going to talk about it on Thursday when we came back in, but Thursday was canceled, so we came in on Friday, and that's when they told us that it was all over. And that's when we all started talking about it and saying how we would have voted and whose fault it was and whose fault it wasn't. And we were all pretty shocked at what they had settled for. But we never got to sit in that room and argue, you know, which is what the whole point of a jury is in the first place. We just came in, listened, and left. Wow. That was fun. And so to do this, I had to totally flip-flop my schedule and start getting up at 6 in the morning, just like, you know, the old days when you got up for school. 6 in the morning. It's insane getting up at 6 in the morning. It just is. You feel like this is not right. You know, it's dark outside and you're sleeping. That's not right. People should be up and about and doing things when it's nighttime outside. The sun comes up, that's when you go to sleep. It's easy enough for me to understand, but I couldn't do that this past week. And now, on top of everything else, you think that once it's all over, you know, you don't have to worry anymore, but things get kind of confusing now and hard to deal with. I have to visit a friend of mine who happens to be locked up in prison, if you can believe that, a federal pen in Pennsylvania. And this is not a criminal, by the way. This is just somebody that happens to be locked up in prison. It's a long story behind that. But the thing is, in order to get a full day's visit, you have to be there by about 9 in the morning. And it's a 3.5-hour drive from New York City. So you'd have to leave here at about, say, 3 in the morning or so to get there by that time. Now, after having gotten up at 6 in the morning on Friday to be in this stupid jury, how would you do this? How would you figure it out so that you could be up and about and driving out to Pennsylvania at 3 in the morning on Sunday? Well, the only way I could figure it was to stay out real late on Friday night, go to sleep at around 8 or 9 in the morning, and then get up just a couple hours ago, like around 10 o'clock at night, which is the weirdest feeling in the world, getting up at 10 o'clock at night. And then staying up again all night, driving out to Pennsylvania, driving back from Pennsylvania, and going to sleep at around 9 o'clock at night. And then getting up the next day at about 6, and then hopefully coming back to a normal schedule after that. Would you believe I don't use an alarm clock either? I've learned a lot about human instinct and the things you can train yourself to do. You can train yourself to do just about anything. Just sort of have to reach this internal agreement somehow. Anyway, That's my story, so if I sound kind of weird, it's because it's early in the morning for me. Oh. And I'm never up early in the morning, so I don't really know what that feels like. Okay, let's take a look at what's going on in the world. And this is news to me as well as news to you, because I don't know what's happening. Abortion rights advocates are praising today's conviction of an anti-abortion activist on a charge of first-degree murder in the shooting death of a doctor outside a clinic. Let me add my praise to that, too, as an unbiased journalist. A judge in Pensacola, Florida, sentenced Michael Griffin to life in prison after the jury convicted him of first-degree murder in the killing of Dr. David Gunn. It's an unfortunate name. Eleanor Schmiel, another unfortunate name, president of the Feminist Majority Foundation, says she's encouraged by the verdict, saying it will send a strong message that anti-abortion violence will be dealt a severe penalty. But she also expressed concern that anti-abortion violence has been escalating. The national director of the anti-abortion group Operation Rescue expressed little surprise at the verdict, saying Griffin is suffering the consequences of his actions. Flip Benham expressed sympathy for Griffin. I don't know, it's kind of hard anybody named Flip to express sympathy, but they tried. For 5.5 hours, a man armed with a handgun and a crude bomb held 18 people hostage in a Salt Lake City library. What he didn't know was that one of his hostages was a sheriff's deputy in plain clothes who had sneaked in when the ordeal began. And authorities say the siege ended when the gunman told the hostages to draw lots, apparently to determine in what order they were to be executed. Sheriff's Lieutenant Lloyd Prescott then identified himself as a police officer. The gunman swung his gun on Prescott, who opened fire, hitting the gunman 4 times in the chest. None of the hostages was hurt. The gunman, identified as Clifford Lynn Draper, died at the hospital. And one of the victims of the shooting on New York's Brooklyn Bridge has died. Aaron Halberstam was one of 4 rabbinical students wounded Tuesday when a gunman opened fire on a van carrying the students back to Brooklyn. The White House is said to be hoping to name a successor soon to Bernard Nussbaum, who resigned Saturday as the White House counsel. An administration official says there have already been informal conversations about a replacement. Nussbaum resigned in the turmoil over the Clinton administration's handling of questions related to the Whitewater land deal. This could be the new Watergate here. In a letter mixing pride with bitterness, Nussbaum told President Clinton that the controversy had been generated by those who do not understand nor wish to understand the role and obligations of a lawyer, even one acting as White House counsel. Clinton said he accepted the resignation with deep regret. There's little indication Nussbaum's departure would put an end to persistent questions over how the White House has responded to the investigation of a failed Arkansas savings and loan with ties to the Clintons. And get this, a survey suggests more Americans now oppose President Clinton's health care plan than support it. Time magazine's CNN poll marks a substantial swing in opinion on the Clinton plan within a short time. 45% of the people surveyed in the poll oppose the Clinton plan and 41% favor it. Similar poll in January found 50% for the plan and 33% against it. And the telephone survey was of 600 adults. UN Chief Boutros Ghali has failed to persuade Haiti's exiled president Jean-Bertrand Aristide to accept a U.S.-backed mini-plan to end Haiti's political crisis. Mini-plan, yes. Aristide says the plan led to the path of death. It would leave Haiti's military, which ousted Aristide, largely in place. It does not provide a date for Aristide's return to Haiti or guarantee him a role in a new unity government with his enemies. Aristide also repeated his call for a punishing total trade embargo against Haiti. Secretary of State Warren Christopher says he's pleased by the quick release of a Chinese dissident, but Christopher says he intends to place human rights right at the top of his agenda when he visits China next weekend. NASA engineers are trying to figure out what's causing unusually high pressure readings in their fuel line for one of the Shuttle Columbia's 3 auxiliary power units. New York's Kennedy and LaGuardia airports were the scene of 2 emergency landings less than 15 minutes apart Saturday, but nobody was hurt, so nobody cares. And that's pretty much it. 25 minutes after 12 o'clock. just about ready to take some calls, I guess, if people have anything of interest to say. I don't know if I have anything more of interest to say, but while we move into the phone call taking mode, let's hear one of these rare Clash songs that no one's ever heard before. Or at least I never heard this one before. This is a song called Listen. And let me look in the documentation here and see if there's any hint as to where this song came from. Let's see here. Listen. Okay, to get the Capitol Radio EP, you had to mail in a red sticker that came with the early copies of the Clash album and coupons collected from the New Musical Express. Here, for the first time without Tony Parsons' interview. Okay, it doesn't really say anything about the song, but I guess that song was on that record. That's the only thing I can think of. Yeah. All right, let's listen to Listen, and then we'll take some phone calls here on Brain Damage. That was The Clash with Listen. What do you think of that one? Yeah? Good, huh? All right, our audience likes it. I liked it. Hopefully you out there in Radio Land liked it. What about you, Jim? What do you think?
I agree completely.
You like it, too. Okay, everyone likes that song. It's amazing they never released it as anything. I think it's a fine song, but I guess it's about 10 years too late. We'll have some more selected tracks later on. Let's take some phone calls, 632-6901. Thank you. Good evening, you're on.
Eric, what's up? Hello?
Oh, you always ask me the questions I can't answer. I don't know.
How you been? How was your week besides jury duty?
Other than that, it was just kind of strange. I had no idea the days got so bright.
I know, it's like it's getting darker later.
No, I mean, it's like that all the time, the sun, like, up there and all. It starts off in one part and goes up and comes back down on the other side. I mean, I'd sort of forgotten that. It's always been up when I get up.
Eric, I have a question. Remember that guy that used to
guess
be on...
I guess it's a rhetorical question. Yes. I'm sorry, what? Hello?
The guy?
See, when I talk, I can't hear you, and when you talk, you can't hear me.
But that was a guy, he used to do a talk show there, Sunday Felix.
Hey, there's bells here. A guy did a talk show last Sunday. His name is Felix. Is that what you said?
What? No, he used to be. He was like around 5:30 on Sundays. He was like a Spanish guy.
Well, there's no guy at 5:30 on Sundays. There's a guy at 5:30 on Saturdays named Felix, but that couldn't be who you're talking about. You must be talking about somebody else.
Oh, that's him then. Okay. He's still doing that show, right?
Which show?
I don't know. He plays music, I think.
You totally confused me now. Is it Saturday or Sunday?
Oh, I guess Saturday.
Which Felix are you talking about? The Saturday Felix or the Sunday
came
Felix?
He came to the studio, remember?
Huh, boy.
He has like a Spanish accent.
Yeah, right. Well, there's a Spanish show with all kinds of salsa music on Saturday, but I'm trying to figure out what show you're talking about. The one on Sunday with the mysterious Felix that no one's ever seen.
Oh, well, I had the day wrong then. But he's still doing it then, right?
Doing
the
what?
The salsa show.
I'm sorry?
Still doing the salsa show.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, no one's notified me of any change.
Well, getting off the subject, I was glad.
I don't think we ever got on a subject.
Those bastards from the World Trade Center bombing.
Those bastards, yeah. You're talking about the jury, right?
The
terrorists, yes. Those nasty people, of course. What about them?
I'm glad that they found them guilty.
Yes, they did find them guilty, and I understand there's also going to be a penalty involved. So there'll be justice served on a silver platter.
Probably a couple of years.
Uh-huh. Yeah, at least a couple of years, I would imagine, you know. It's funny, you know, my friend, who I'm visiting in federal prison, was in the same room as those people when he was being sentenced. Not being sentenced, but having to fill out forms. They were all sitting together, not as if they were friends, but because the way that they deal with people, they sort of lump them all together, and even though my friend is not a terrorist, that's sort of how they lump them. Kind of weird, isn't it?
What'd your friend do?
He was a computer hacker. In fact, he still is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that's the way, you know, the federal government treats people like that. They try to make them as much of a criminal as they possibly can.
And how long is he going to be put away for?
A year and a day. Which translates to 10 months if you're really, really good. But still, it's a travesty of justice. So, I'll be thinking that on the long drive out there. And long drive back, I guess.
Pennsylvania's has nice scenery.
Well, Pennsylvania's a fascist state, if you ask me. And I don't mean any offense, but really, the state sucks, okay? It's got nothing but prisons and fascist cops, and there's nothing really to see. I mean, Philadelphia's nice. It doesn't really belong in Pennsylvania. But Pittsburgh does, all right? It does belong in Pennsylvania, and it's in the right state.
I agree with you. I
just have a lot of bitterness towards Pennsylvania, I guess. I don't know why. I don't know where it's coming from, but you know, they have funny names like Intercourse, Pennsylvania, but and they make toilet tissue there, too.
Eric.
Yeah.
I'll put me on hold?
Yeah, I guess I can do that. I'll put you over on the, we have a new Stripe line. I'll put you over on the Stripe line. How's that?
And, the hold for the T word.
I'm sorry?
No, for the telecom.
Well, why don't you say it in your own words? That way, you know.
All right.
I don't have to think.
Thanks a lot, Eric.
Well, go ahead and say it.
T word.
Well, go ahead and say the whole thing. Tell people what you're doing or what I'm doing.
I said it before, teleconference.
All right, well, how does this work?
But you know how it works. You're the one that perfected it.
I know how it works, but the people listening don't know how it works, so you're going to explain it to them.
All right, well, he puts you on hold, and he connects all you... All
wait, what's his third-person business? I have a name, you know.
All right, Eric. His name is Eric. He puts you on hold. And you can talk. He puts you on a party line. You talk to all the callers on one line.
I guess that pretty much says it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much says it. Okay, we're going to put you on another line, and then maybe other people want to connect to you. Now, this is not mandatory. People don't have to do this. But if they want to, they can. And also, may I stress that people should not call up just with the intention of doing that, because this is a radio show. This is a talk show. You should call up to talk, you know, to say something of interest.
That's for instance, add to the show.
Stony Brook's been on the map recently because of all kinds of controversy involving publications here. Did you hear about that? It's, an ultra-conservative movement on campus?
And Matt mentioned something about it last week, but he was only like a couple of minutes into brain damage because of the hockey game.
Yeah, it was another hockey game. It was like a five-hour hockey game, wasn't it?
It took forever.
It was something. I don't even know who won, or if anybody won, but... well, brain damage didn't win, I can tell you that. Yeah, it's another... But there's no hockey games in sight. No more hockey games, I don't think. So, that's something to be happy about, right?
I guess so.
Okay, well, you sound thrilled, so I'm going to put you over on the other line. And while he's being transferred over there, I will give out the phone number once again. It's 632-6901, area code 516. And, yeah, there's been a lot of controversy here at Stony Brook because it seems what happened, and this is my interpretation, is that there's a group of conservative people on campus that have been slowly, over the years, grabbing more and more and more and more. Tried to grab me once, but I wouldn't let them. And it started out as, you know, a group of conservative people, and then it took over the commuter people, the commuter organization that involves commuter students. It was run by conservatives. Then it took over the campus newspaper. Now, of course, I'm simplifying this. It's a lot more complex than that. But basically, the Republicans, conservatives, whatever you want to call them, they now control the campus newspaper, which is called Statesman. Now, I knew something was wrong a few weeks ago when I saw an editorial that said arm public safety. Our public safety being our campus police. Now, in the history of this campus, it's sort of been traditional for the students to not want to give the police guns on campus, but they turned all of that around, and they said, oh, no, we have to give them guns. And then there were more articles by the editor concerning the way the campus is going downhill because of all the people from the inner city that are coming here. And, of course, that was not really met with much enthusiasm by a lot of the students here because, well, you know, quite frankly, it's racism to say things like that. You know, it just is. And now there's all kinds of talk about cutting off the funding. The newspaper is really independent from the student government, but there is funding involved in some manner. I don't really know the details as far as that goes, but there's all kinds of controversy. You have a couple of different publications, including Black World, the Stony Brook Press, that are saying things against all this, but Statesman is really the only newspaper that comes out more than once a week, or maybe even more than once a month, I'm not sure. So there's turmoil around here now, a lot of turmoil. People don't know where things are going to wind up, but you know, if you want to put the blame of this on anybody, you got to put the blame of this on the students because they let it happen. They let the whole thing happen. You know, you got to recognize warning signals of when things are turning bad. You know, when the environment is going bad, when people are destroying things around you, when the political atmosphere is getting rather nasty. And you have to take action before it reaches a point where the objective journalists are not so objective anymore. So it's kind of late to change things now, but it's not too late to think about the future and prevent it from happening again. That's my take on it. I'd love to hear from people out there, people on campus that are part of all this. All right, 632-6901. Good evening.
Eric?
Yeah?
I just wanted to say hi to somebody.
You just wanted to say hi? That's the only reason you've called is to say hi to somebody? I'm sorry?
Messed up.
What?
Phone is messed up.
It's humming.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's humming. Well, you know, phones hum sometimes.
All right. I just wanted to say hi to an old friend of mine that's like back.
Yeah.
All right. I want to say hi to Beth Abramowitz, that big slut.
Good evening. Good evening.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm fine. I didn't know I was the phone or something. I just wanted to discuss at the Olympics with Oksana Bayou.
Oh, not the Olympics again. I hate the Olympics.
Okay, never mind. I want to...
I want to shoot myself. I can't stand hearing about the Olympics. No, go ahead. Don't mind me. I'm just
Actually, no. I just... Well, I really want to discuss...
Yeah.
Well, that was one thing. But right. I want to discuss how lately, how I see teenagers in schools now.
Yeah, well, that's where they go. You see them in school, you see them in
the mall. No. Right. The way they act, how, you know, they figure that their clothes are more important than certain things, that you have to have money in order to be cool, and you have to drive, like, the best car.
Uh-huh. So what do you find at fault with that?
Well, I think it's really, it's not important.
Okay. To you, what is important?
Education and personality and stuff like that. No, it's just like, you know, with these TV shows, like Beverly Hills 90210 and Melrose Place, and all those shows like that are like dynasty for teenagers. To me, they just, I don't know, you know, when I was a teenager, I really didn't find shows like that, even if they were like that, then very interesting. I think it's just so fake.
Yeah, but you know, fakeness is something that's always been around the mass culture. Fake, it's not something that's been invented in the 90s. There was fakeness in the 70s and the 80s too.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, the consciousness of the masses has always been incredibly, well, it's practically on life support, really. That's how I view it. But, you know, you tend to be looked upon as a bit of an elitist when you say things like that too much. So, I don't know. You kind of want to just look at it all with a grain of salt, you know. Have you seen a film called Reality Bites?
No, I haven't. I want to see that.
You would like that film because they do that. They sort of take mass culture and they kind of make fun of it, but at the same time, they don't ignore it completely. Like, they know everything there is about every episode of One Day at a Time and Good Times and all that kind of thing.
Did you ever hear of a movie called Romper Stomper?
Romper Stomper? No, I haven't.
Oh, God. It's really controversial. It's about, like, skinheads and neo-Nazis and how they react towards certain situations and the fact that they go around bashing in people and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, it really upsets me because I used to know people like that. I never really hung around with them, but sometimes I did.
Yeah.
And, you know, just the way they would act and fight people, I mean, for basically no reason, just because different color or what they believed in. It was just really shocking how ignorance really, like, totally controls their mind and how they don't give people a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And why they beat up on people who think differently.
Yeah, well, you know, we're always looking for reasons to attack somebody. You know, reasons, something as basic as color, something as basic as saying something a little bit different or just acting a little bit different. Yeah, it's always, you know, it's nothing new as far as that goes. The question is, you know, are we going to start something new and stop doing that?
For some reason, I really don't understand these kids, even these adults that follow this kind of, I mean, how they say, you know, the Aryan Nation, they are not part of the Aryan Nation because Hitler, his view of an Aryan Nation was blue eyes, blonde hair, straight German, and plus, you know, these kids go around beating up anybody they see, and they, you know, Hitler even killed his own.
Well, I mean, Hitler was not unique. Hitler was nothing.
Oh, no, I know.
Right, I mean, there's a bit of Hitler in all of us.
Yeah.
I mean, there is. Every society has elements of Nazism. I mean, you look at Israel. Israel has very, very visible elements of Nazism.
It's basically just prejudice.
It can be anywhere. I mean, you know, liberals can be racist as well. You just have to be able to pinpoint those particular trademarks that are carried throughout. I mean, you can't protect yourself by classifying yourself as something else because, you know, there are certain evil elements that can manifest themselves in all kinds of ways. The thing is to recognize danger signs, to know yourself, and to look around you and see when something isn't right. You know, you can't, if you ally yourself with, say, the Democratic Party or the Republican Party, you might think you're protecting yourself somehow against all the evil, but it's going to come at some other angle, and you have to be there as an individual to recognize those signs and stand up and say this isn't right. Does that make sense?
Yes, very much so.
It's you know, I mean, no matter what group you're involved with, there's going to be an element of that leaks through somehow. And, you know, you can actually change things by recognizing and speaking out against it. And, yeah, you'll be attacked for doing so, but, you know, if enough people see it, it'll change.
Very smart.
Well, it's, I don't know, it can be kind of depressing, though, you know?
Yes.
Are you in high school yourself?
No.
Yeah, but you were?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And do you see things changing, or do you see things getting worse?
Well, basically, my old school that I used to go to in East Islip, it was a very affluent neighborhood. And I noticed how people were, you know, always... You know, they used to call me terrible names, and it used to affect me badly. But, you know, then the drugs weren't, you know, being brought in not that frequently. And now I heard that that's all that everybody's doing basically in that school, and that's what that school is basically run by.
Uh-huh.
You know, drugs and alcohol, and nowadays all these kids want to do is party and get high, and education means nothing to them.
Uh-huh. But, you know, I heard the same things being said years ago, too. I mean, what perspective are you hearing that they're doing nothing but drugs? You know, in some ways... Kids today seem to be a lot more alert because they see the world problems much clearer. They're brought to them much more frequently. They talk about things like AIDS and crack and all these problems that didn't exist 20 years ago. And they don't want to get caught up in that, you know, and maybe they're a bit more aware of the problems of today's world and how to avoid them. I mean, yeah, I'm not saying that there aren't people that are doing these things, but there's two ways of looking at it, you know.
I don't know what else to talk about.
Okay, well, I mean, you brought up some very good points. You know, some
Thank
things,
you.
Some things to think about and things to consider. Are you in college now?
No, I'm out of college now.
Out of college? Wow. So you've been through the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically. In and out of high school and then college. It's just, yeah, I like college much better than high school because in college I found people to be more understanding where I was.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed it more.
What kind of a college did you go to?
It's called Concordia in Bronxville.
Uh-huh.
It's a private college.
Yeah.
It's really nice, and I studied psychology and art therapy.
Really?
Yeah, really, really interesting subject.
So I went to Stony Brook, and I liked it because there was just such a mix, so many different things. I mean, there was this place, the radio station, where you hear all kinds of different things.
Yeah.
And you didn't meet people from all different cultures and backgrounds, and that's when it all starts to make sense. It's one thing to go around saying racism is bad, sexism is bad, homophobia is bad, but it's another to actually live your life and believe it and know people from other backgrounds and realize why you believe something.
I don't mean to keep you on longer, but did you see that Roseanne with Meryl Hemingway that kissed Roseanne?
I'm glad you brought that up. Yes, I did see that, and I could not believe, when they did that scene, I could not believe that anybody would find that objectionable. It was the most incredible thing. I mean, first of all,
TV guy, they had ABC is advising viewer discretion.
Yeah, I mean, look.
What are they doing? Screwing each other?
You had somebody kissing somebody else. Now, I'm sure we've all seen that. It just happened to be a female kissing another female. Big deal. You know, they really think the American people are stupid and have to be protected against all these evil influences.
Yeah.
Let us get on with life. You know, we'll deal with it ourselves. We'll sort it out.
I know people are making it seem like this is only starting now. I mean, thousands of years ago, people were doing this.
Uh huh. Of course, and thousands of years from now, people still will.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So, and they're making such a big deal about it because it happened on Roseanne, and they don't want their children to see that. A kiss like that.
Well, I think if they did, they'd grow up a lot better than if they, you know,
ignorance.
Grew up in fantasy
if people realize that a normal woman who doesn't know too much about her own sexuality got kissed by someone who maybe she has feelings the same way, you know, maybe thought that way, there's nothing wrong with that. Because I think everybody has bisexual feelings, but it depends on if you act on them or not.
And, you know, the show was not all politically correct. I mean,
oh, yeah.
What do you think of Dan's reaction when his son expressed an interest or a disinterest in males?
Yeah,
He was kind of happy. He was very happy. He was like, hallelujah. You know, I mean, that's you know, I can understand the feeling and all, but I'd be much happier if my kid was just well-adjusted and knew himself and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a bad thing to express your interest in other ways.
Uh-huh. That's real. You're like the first person I ever talked to that actually agreed about this, that there's really nothing wrong other than those that are bisexual, lesbian, or homosexuals.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, because I find something like that, a relationship, to be, in my eyes, to be perfectly normal. As long as the person treats you well and loves you, it shouldn't matter exactly what sex, as long as you are happy.
Absolutely. Now, you know, a good question to ask yourself, and I say this to all the listeners out there, if you have a kid or if one day you have a kid, you know, and you knew now that your kid was going to grow up gay, right?
Yes.
Would you consider that to be a bad thing? Would you prefer for that not to happen? And if your answer is yes, then explore that. Ask yourself why. What is so bad? What is so wrong about that? You know, why is it that, you know, a lot of people will say, well, because of all the society pressures and all the bad things that will happen. But come on, that's a cop out. You have to challenge the things that are wrong with society, not bow down to them.
No, exactly. What I would say is to my child is that it's up to his or her decision, and as long as my child is happy, I will support them the whole entire way.
Right.
You know, but there is absolutely nothing wrong if my child decides to lead a gay lifestyle. There is absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Right. And, you know, a lot of people also say that, of course, that means that, you know, the family name will end with this person or it won't be carried on. That's nonsense because you have influence on people when you're on this planet. You talk to people. You intermingle and spread your ideas and thoughts and just your unique way of doing things with them. And that is how you pass things along. That's how you gain immortality.
Yeah.
by you know, spreading your uniqueness and somehow influencing people in various ways. And you know, just having kids is one way of doing it, but it's not by any means the only way.
Yes, exactly. Very true. And
okay.
You know, those that are, you know, homophobic will one day hopefully try and realize,
mm-hmm.
you know, that there's nothing wrong, that those people aren't bringing any diseases, causing any problems, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just trying to live their own lives, trying to be happy. And those that are gay, lesbian, bisexual, can speak out and try their best to tell these people that are biased that there is nothing wrong with them, that they are normal human beings and what they're doing is not wrong, that they're happy, that they're basically leading normal lives, but to some people it's abnormal. But it's hard for them to ignore because it's everywhere and they're called names or even physically hurt. But, you know, they've got to try and live their lives no matter what the other people say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as long as they are happy, that's basically the most important thing.
That's, yeah, you're absolutely right as far as that goes. Well, hopefully people will listen and not only listen but act upon that.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. I just want to know if I could be put on the telephone.
Yes, of course. Hold on a second, and I'll put you.
You
on there. Are you still there?
Yep.
Okay, we have somebody for you. Well, I mean, we have somebody that will talk to you.
All right.
And that's all I mean by that. Hold on. Got to watch what you say. Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to connect you to this person, I guess. Is the.
Okay, okay. Thank you very much.
No
have
problem.
A good night.
You too. Bye-bye. And the two of you are together now.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, and let the rest write itself. Gary, how are you?
Eric.
Let me bring that microphone.
How are things going?
Down.
Yes.
Well, things are going pretty well. I actually have some intelligent calls.
Hey, today. I tell you, man.
Yeah, it's all
right.
It happens, you know.
It
must be the moon or something. Everything is related to planetary positions.
And I believe that's true. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the moon and Venus, and they discovered a planet around another star. It was a little tiny piece in Newsday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Planet discovered.
Hmm.
I always thought that would be a front page headline when they discovered a planet around another star, but no. It's something they put underneath a bus plunge in Mexico. What's wrong with this turntable? Why isn't it stopping?
I don't know. It just doesn't want to stop.
We have a turntable here that's turning, and that's great, but you don't want it to always turn, and
no.
Pressing the start stop button and it's not stopping.
Can it be stopped from the board?
Good question. Oh, I've just found the problem. There's a clipboard sticking into the remote control.
Well, there you go.
Pressing it in so that it's always in the on position. Okay, let me move that clipboard away, and I'm sure our problems will be solved. Look at that.
And they are.
It's glided to a stop there. It just goes to show, folks, that when there's a problem in your life, there's always a solution. You just have to find it. Sometimes it's on the remote control, sometimes it's not. Gary, I want you to hear something.
Okay.
Because I thought you'd appreciate this. It's cold outside, right? In fact, it's 0 degrees Celsius out now, right now. You know what that is on Fahrenheit scale?
On the Fahrenheit scale?
Yeah.
That's 32.
Hold on, let me check this. 0, 0, 0. Where's 0? Can't find 0.
Maybe they took it off.
32. Oh, 32 Celsius is 90 Fahrenheit. Here it is. Okay, you're right. 32 Fahrenheit is 0. Where'd you learn that?
That's from being around here so long, I think.
That's amazing. Scientific knowledge here that gets passed around. Okay, it's cold outside, but wouldn't you like it to be warm? Wouldn't you like to hear things that remind you of warmth?
Yes.
Say it like you mean it.
Yes.
I see what you mean.
See? You got Jim to actually see what you meant. All right.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. Now, let's go to warmer climates on the telephone. And hear what warmth really sounds like.
Welcome to the MCI Wow, It's Hot Hotline, the newest fun way to stay warm during the cold days of winter.
Oh, yes.
The MCI Wow, It's Hot Hotline lets you hear any of 9 fun warming sounds.
Yep.
To help you warm up. It's absolutely free. All you need is a touch tone phone, and you can hear as many sounds as you like, as many times as you want. just by pressing the number of the sound you want to hear.
I understand.
Thanks for calling the MCI Wow It's Hot hotline.
That's
to hear
right.
People playing golf, press 1. To hear a baseball game, press 2. To hear seagulls, press 3. To hear someone water skiing, press 4. To hear tropical birds, press 5. An evening tropical stream is on 6. To hear a carousel, press 7. Children at the beach, press 8. And to hear a baseball stadium vendor, press 9.
Okay, what's it going to be?
My reaction is that you made this all up and this is not real. I'm sorry.
It hung up.
It hung up. I told you it wasn't real.
Oh.
That was a tape.
No. We should have to move faster than that. All right, look, okay. This time I want you to tell me which sound you want to hear.
All right, I'm going to go for the one of the baseball sounds.
Okay, it's either a baseball game or a baseball vendor.
Mm.
Can't believe they hung up like that. That's just, you got to move fast or summertime will go away. Well, you bet the number's disconnected now.
MCI, yeah. I don't know.
Opportunity is forever lost. All right, so you want baseball sounds. You're a sports fan,
baseball,
aren't you?
Yeah.
Sports fan.
Welcome to the MCI Wow It's Hot Hotline. The newest fun way
I think
to
a baseball game was number 2.
I think so. 2 or 9?
Yeah, 9 was the vendor.
Wow, right.
Let's hear the game first.
Let's hear any of nine fun warming
hear the game first.
You warm up.
Well, she won't let us do that.
All you need is a touchtone phone.
We have one.
Okay, we have one, but she's not listening. She has to give
just
her speech.
By pressing the number of the sound you want to hear. Thanks for calling the MCI Wow It's
Wow,
Hot.
It's hot.
Hotline. To hear people playing golf.
Okay, here we go. Number 2. Baseball game.
All right. I feel warmer already.
They have those games like that are cold, though.
Yeah.
I sat in the stands once in the rain. That's it? That's the whole thing?
Wow.
To hear people playing golf, press 1.
You want to hear that?
To hear a baseball game, press 2.
Let's go to number 9.
Okay.
To hear seagulls.
Number 9 is the baseball
3.
Vendor.
Hot dogs, hamburgers. Hot dogs, hamburgers.
That's not a real vendor.
Oh, but wouldn't a hot dog feel good right about now?
Oh, sure would.
Hamburger?
What happened? Did he get mugged over there? I heard a thud.
Oh, maybe he did get mugged.
That could be.
What was that?
To hear people playing golf.
Let's hear people playing golf. Ooh. That doesn't sound like golf. It sounds like someone being beaten.
They must have mixed the sounds up.
What's that?
That's golf?
Sounds like a car.
Hmm. Might be the new one.
What kind of golf is that? Golf in a subway?
On Elon.
Ooh. I think it's people...
That was nasty.
Wait a minute.
What's that?
I don't...
To hear people playing golf?
I don't know. Wait a minute. What do you think that was, that sound?
Seagull,
I don't know.
Three.
Can we replay that one?
Yeah,
again?
Let's replay that one. I think someone was playing around with the recording there.
I just want to know, does AT&T offer this service?
No.
They don't.
Only MCI offers
this service. Only MCI, okay.
It sounds like somebody belching at the end,
mm-hmm.
isn't it? I can't imagine they want that to... do you think some hacker got into this and changed
Could be.
It?
Could be.
I don't know. This automated golf thing is kind of strange. What possible... reason do you think they have for doing this?
I don't know. I can't think of any reason at all. Let's give them credit for that. I think that's an adventurous move.
Golf,
that's great,
one.
Except I don't...
To hear a baseball game, press 2. To hear seagulls, press 3.
The seagulls, definitely.
Okay.
Oh, isn't that nice?
That's dead, isn't it? Yeah. The beach will cover the snow right now.
Oh, that's terrible. I was feeling a nice breeze in the summer.
That's some of the air conditioning we got on there.
Heating the humidity. Where you feel like you just want to die.
Mm. Is that a dog or a pig?
Oh, look at that bird pig.
Is that a pig on the beach?
Yeah. You can't interrupt the seagull, you know.
I guess not.
You have to let them say what's on their mind.
to hear people play
I was
golf,
expecting another belch, but I guess there isn't going to be one.
To hear a baseball game, press 2. To hear seagulls, press 3. To hear someone water skiing,
yeah,
press
okay.
4.
Here we go. Oh, I feel that ocean breeze. Here we go. Raging?
To hear people playing golf,
well,
press 1. To hear a baseball game, press 2.
It kind of faded away.
To hear seagulls, press 3. To hear someone water skiing, press 4. To hear tropical birds, press 5.
Tropical birds. Oh, here we go. Of course, we don't hear very many tropical birds around here in the summer anyway.
No.
That sounds like a seagull slowed down.
Yeah, I think that's what they did there, yeah. Sounds like tropical birds, maybe from the Bronx Zoo. Is there a charge for these phone calls?
No, it's an 800 number. That's,
Really?
That's what's most amazing about this.
The best things in life are all free.
Well, of course, I guess ratepayers are paying for this one way or another.
Probably. Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
Mm.
That was most appreciated.
To hear people playing golf, press 1. To hear a baseball game,
number 6 now,
press
I think.
2. To hear seagulls, press 3. To hear someone water skiing, press 4. To hear tropical birds, press 5. An evening tropical stream is on 6.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
More seagulls.
That doesn't sound like a stream.
No.
Oh, here we go. I hear some water.
A little short on water.
Yeah, there's a little short on water.
On water is fine.
Well, it's just damn birds.
So I guess so. Get those birds out of here.
People sleep with that kind of racket going on. Yeah?
It's not easy.
And people in the tropics, they really have a rough life. I guess that's that.
That's that.
All right. Let's see what number 7 is.
To hear people playing golf, press 1. To hear a baseball game, press 2. To hear seagulls, press 3. To hear someone water skiing, press 4. To hear tropical birds, press 5. An evening tropical stream is on 6. To hear a carousel, press 7.
Oh, yeah. Carousel time. Round and round we go.
Yes.
Oh, this is fun. Jim, this is fun, isn't it?
Possibly.
Jim's such an adult. Okay, I think this is our last one coming up now, because
right.
We already heard 9, which was the vendor.
To hear people playing golf, press 1. To hear a baseball game,
can we get the
press
2. Long Island Railroad schedule?
To hear seagulls, press 3. To hear someone water skiing,
sounds like her, doesn't it?
Press
it sure
4.
Does.
To hear tropical birds,
sounds
press
like a
5.
Conspiracy to me, I'm
gonna find
an
out.
Evening tropical stream is on 6. To hear a carousel, press 7. Children at the beach, press 8.
Okay, children at the beach. That's our last one. You don't think they're at the beach?
Around here.
Well, it's definitely on a beach, then. sound like they were having a lot of fun.
To hear people playing golf, press 1.
Now, you may ask, what happens if you press star?
To
hear seagulls. To hear people playing golf. To hear people... To hear people play, to hear people, to hear people playing golf, press 1. To hear people play, to hear people, to hear people, to hear people playing golf, press, to hear people, to hear, to hear, to hear, to hear people playing golf.
Okay, so now,
press 1.
The question is that the same lady as the Long Island Railroad?
Let's find out.
Listen to her voice real carefully.
To hear someone water skiing, press 4. To hear tropical birds, press 5.
All right, now we're going to call the Long Island Railroad lady and see what she sounds like.
Thank you for calling the Long Island Railroad's Travel Information Center. If you are calling from a touch-tone phone, you can get schedule and fare information immediately through Teletrip by pushing 1 now.
No, but I can do this.
Okay.
Here we go.
Welcome. Hi. Wow, it's
very important.
Hotline. The newest fun way to stay warm during the cold days of winter. The MCI.
I was trying to pair them together at the same time, but one hung up before the other one did. I can... What I'm going to do is I'm going to put the MCI lady on. She's more tolerant, and then I'll put the other one on, and we'll sort of wander through together at the same time.
For those of you at home with tape recorders, you may want to record this for the hidden
message.
Welcome
to the MCI.
But don't attempt this at home, because it could be very dangerous. It
could be very dangerous.
Oh, days of winter. The MCI. Wow,
thank you for calling the Long Island Railroad Travel Information
Center.
If you are calling from a touch-tone phone,
I think one voice has slowed down slightly. It's in disguise.
We're going to push 1.
If you would like to
just
follow these instructions
to get the information you need. Thanks for calling the MCI.
If at any point you need
a
do not respond to any additional
calls.
What
do you think? Is this the same voice?
I think it is.
For schedule and fare information, push 1. For refund and promotion, if you are leaving Penn Station, New York City, push 1. If you are going to Penn Station, New York City, push 2. If you are not leaving from or going to Penn Station, push 3.
Let's go to Penn Station. Okay.
So the first 5 letters of the station you are leaving from using the push button.
Every time we hit a button, we're going to get something else. All right, Stony Brook.
For the next available departures, push 1. For departures at other times today, push 2. For departures tomorrow, push 3. For departures on other days,
I think the next available one
push 4.
All right.
From Stony Brook to Pennsylvania Station.
Try a star, Eric.
There's a train leaving at 5:15 a.m.
The next train?
5:15?
That's the next one.
A.m.
We're stranded here.
Transfer at Jamaica for this train. The train after that leaves at 6:19 a.m. and arrives at 8:10 a.m. Transfer at Huntington for this train. The train after that leaves at 7:33 a.m. and arrives at 9:18 a.m. Transfer at Huntington for this train.
Press 2.
To hear this information again, push 1. For additional departures, push 2. For return trip information, push 3. For fare information, push 4. To start from the beginning, push 5. If you would like to hold for a representative, push the operator button.
Baseball stadium vendor, press 9.
I think we've heard just about enough of that. Oh, boy, that was...
Proves my theory right down the line.
Voicemail hell there.
Yes.
What's your theory? That it's the same lady?
I think it's the same lady, yeah. I think we need some further investigation. We need the number to call to find out who is doing the voices.
That was something. To get the best of both worlds like that, to find out train information and to hear summer sounds.
It's perfect.
I mean, you can't ask more than that. Oh, and you want to hear something else? This is very quick. Just to prove one more point.
Okay.
If I can remember the number here. And this is true. This is proven. Listen carefully.
Thank you for calling Amtrak. To hear automated schedule and fare information from New York to Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, or Boston, press 1.
Well, you know, other inquiries. That used to be the same lady. Now it's different.
Is that right?
Yeah.
The sales agent will assist you if you are traveling.
Yeah, they changed her. She's a different person now.
She was the same as the Long Island Railroad
lady?
I
guess her contract was up. Yeah, the same exact voice.
Mm.
Used to be the same exact voice, but that's gone now. Oh, would be nice to have all three of them, but...
I believe so.
Enough is enough. Hey, did you see this new Clash record?
No, I haven't. It's got some new things on it, right?
It's got some new things that a lot of us have never heard before, including one I'm about to play now before we go back into the phones. You ever hear the song Capital Radio?
Capital Radio?
It's on that little 10-inch.
All right, okay.
All right, and it's about pirate radio and all that? It's called Capital Radio 1.
Okay.
Now, do you ever wonder why they call it Capital Radio 1?
I never really thought much about it. I thought that was maybe the number of the...
Well, yeah, I never really thought much about it either. But now, having seen this record, I see that there's a song called Capital
Radio.
Capital
Radio 2.
Are you trying to one-up me here?
Well,
Capital Radio 2.
Two
up you infinity. Yeah.
That takes care of that.
1:12 in the morning. We're going to hear Capital Radio 2 from The Clash. Never before heard on these airwaves, I don't think. Prove me wrong. And then we'll come back to the phones here. On
Doubled infinity.
Oh. we'll talk off air.
Go! Hey!
Wow, that was great. What do you think, Eric?
That was really good. I had never heard that version before.
That captures the true mood of the Clash, I think.
I think it does. I love the beginning.
Yeah.
Thunder.
That's something. That's something. That's Capital Radio 2 off the new Super Black Market Clash CD that I found yesterday in the city. Yep. Lying in the gutter, I found it.
That's a nice...
I wasn't lying in the gutter.
It was lying in the gutter, yeah.
Yeah, I could have been lying in the gutter, but you can't really find many things when you're lying in the gutter unless they're thrown at you.
That's right.
Yeah. But that's another story. So, we'll hear something else later, including the full dub version of Bank Robber.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if you ever heard that before.
Not the full one, no.
Nope, not the full one. This is going to be a treat. So, let's go back to the phone since our callers are probably very angry now. 632-6901. But, you know, it's more to life than just taking phone calls. You have to listen to music. You have to read great literature. You have to call automated machines and things like that. 16 after 1. Good morning.
What's up, Eric?
How you doing?
Dude, man, I got new stuff from math teacher.
Oh, it's the math teacher spy.
Yeah.
Well, has this person been checked into an institution yet?
No, but you know what? I caught him selling crack.
But you're not going to stop until he is checked into an institution, right?
I got him selling crack.
Got him selling crack.
Yep.
Well, now, is he selling it for, you know, what the market will bear, or is he trying to tear down capitalism here?
I don't know, man. I have no idea. You want to hear it?
All right, let's hear it.
All right, ready.
Caution to those of you listening with young children. go check on your kids or something. Go ahead. I think it's commendable for a teacher to try and involve the class in something that everybody can take an interest in.
Oh, man, but he sold it.
He sold the... was it crack or cocaine? He was talking about cocaine, not crack. I mean, crack is cocaine, but it sounded like he was talking about, you know, just regular cocaine that yuppies use.
That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, this is math, right?
Yeah, it's something good, better from last week, right?
Well, yeah, it sounds like you're really... but, you see, he's doing that on his own, right? You're not getting him to say this, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's... So, I mean, you're just sort of sitting back there and letting it all happen in front of you.
Yo, could you hook me up with that MCI number?
Yeah, in fact, I guess I should tell everybody the number just so that everybody can share in the wealth.
1-800-WOOD.
You got the first part. That's right. 1-800-969-4874. That's the MCI Wow, It's Hot number. And if anybody can figure out why they're doing this, please tell me, because I don't really understand what a long-distance company playing sounds of birds and golf games is going to accomplish.
Come on, that's why.
Yeah. All right, you have fun calling that, and we look forward to your next...
I got a number for you that you can call.
What kind of number?
It's like a local number.
Well, I can't take local phone numbers on the...
No, it's not like somebody's house or nothing. It's like a company.
Uh-huh.
Like a game, like Hintline.
Uh-huh.
The local number, and they play all this, like, game music and stuff.
Game music?
Yeah, it's really cool, and it, like, talks about video games and stuff. It's, like, weird.
Uh-huh.
Want it?
I can't really take a number on the air. That's the only problem.
Oh, yeah. It's like, it's a Hintline. It ain't like nobody's number. Or no. You want to put dead air or something?
I'll tell you what. Did you say you wanted to go to the conference?
Me?
Yeah. If you don't want to go to the conference, I can transfer you to voicemail, which and I'll check afterwards, and I'll get the number that way.
Yeah, I guess I'll go on conference.
Okay. In that case, tell the people on the conference, and then they'll tell me after
right.
The show.
Let me just say hi to a couple people before I go on.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
I want to say hi to, my call girl, Beth Abramowitz.
Yeah, it's a name that keeps coming up, but, you know, we have to avoid those first and last names that keep slipping through over the air.
You're like a call girl, it doesn't matter.
Right. Well, I know that, but, you know, why give them business?
Yeah, you got to give them business.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, we don't have to give them business. We're a non-commercial station, you know. If you want to advertise call girls, we can go on the commercial stations.
All right, I guess put me in telecom.
Okay. Hold on. Put you over there. and see how our teleconference is going. Are you people still there?
Yes, we are.
Are you having a good conversation?
Yeah, we are.
What are you, do you mind if I ask what you're talking about?
We're talking about where we live from each other.
You're talking about what?
Where we live?
Well, where you live.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like what part of Long Island? You both are from Long Island, right?
Yes.
I see. What part of Long Island do you live in?
I'm in Bayshore.
You're in Bayshore?
And I live in Islip.
Islip?
Yes.
And those two neighborhoods are pretty much at peace with each other, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay. No no factionalism, no territorial disputes?
No.
Good. Well, you see, that's proof. If we can, on Long Island, have harmony between communities, why can't they in other parts of the world? That's what I'd like to know.
I know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to break up your harmony by bringing in a third party. Is that all right?
The math kid.
Yeah, the math kid. The guy that gets recordings on people. So be careful. Be careful what you say around him.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Here he comes.
Okay.
Whoops. Uh-oh, we've had an accident. Hold on. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, I misdialed. Hold on. Gotta be real careful what you dial on this phone system here, or you could cause sheer anarchy. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, we're gonna patch you through now. Hold on.
Wait, dude, am I on the air still?
You're still on the air, yes. Otherwise, you...
Justin.
Yeah, you could give me that number, but unfortunately, there's no opportunity for that, but I'll come back later. Hold on.
Right.
And you have been linked together through the marvels of telecommunications.
Thank you.
All right. And they're now going to have an engaging conversation. What'd you get me? Ah, a Nestle bar. You know, I was in a theater last night.
Yes.
So the movie Reality Bites. You see that movie yet?
No.
With Winona Ryder and Ben Stillman.
I haven't seen that.
Ben Stiller. I've done.
Ben.
What is his name, anyway? I can't remember.
Stiller.
Ben Stiller? Is he related to Jerry Stiller?
He probably might be.
Hmm. Well, anyway, yeah, I saw that film, and they had these little things that you scraped off to win a cruise somewhere.
Yeah.
And every single one, you got a free Nestle bar if you bought popcorn or a Coke. Every single one. Because they gave us like 50 of them. Because we were really, really nice to the people behind the counter. And we scraped off each and every one right there in the lobby. We got the same damn prize for each...
No cruise, huh?
No cruise. It's a whole lot of Nestle bars in the condition that we buy certain products that were being sold there.
That's one of the lowest prices I've ever
heard
of.
I felt pretty bad. I did. I was fit to be tied. It's kind of like those postcards. You ever see those postcards in certain places, certain stores, where you have like three possible prizes if you fill out your name and address? You can win a wonderful cruise or $50,000 or... A color TV set or, you know, a trip to this place, right?
Yeah.
And there's one in there that's always a trick. There's one that really isn't a prize at all. It's more like, you know, here, come spend money over here. You know, basically, they don't charge you for a boat ride to a resort island where you have to pay for your hotel or something like that.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. And if you look on the back, you'll see the odds of the prizes. Now, let's say there's three of them, right? And the second prize is usually what you wind up getting. You'd think the third prize would be what you wind up getting, but it's not. The odds of winning the first prize, they print this on the back, the odds of winning the first prize are 1 in 150,000.
Okay.
The odds of winning the second, third prize, I'll skip the second for now, the third prize are also 1 in 150,000. The odds of winning the second prize, though, are 149,998 to 150,000.
Is that right?
So that means everybody's going to get that except for the two people that win the first and third prize.
This is very interesting.
I think it's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's, you know, people get this thing in the mail, and they think they've won, and they send off for their tickets, and they pay their fee and all that, and they haven't won anything. So it's morbidly disgusting.
It is.
I think so. So you just went downstairs. Anything happening down there?
Some kind of loud music coming from some part of the Union Building.
It's the kids. You know, the kids are always playing loud music.
They're off. Yeah.
They're out there and doing God knows what. God bless him, that's what I say. Well, okay, we've got some people on the line here. Look at his phone.
It's lit.
Ringing
right?
Off the hook.
Yes, it is. Off the hook.
Yeah. Right off the hook there.
Right off the hook.
Way off the hook. Way off the hook.
Right.
Well, we're off the hook, aren't we?
Yes.
Because nobody knows. It's 24 minutes after 1 o'clock, and this is brain damage. I lost track of which line I'm on, so I'm going to pick this one. Good morning.
Yes, sir. Hello, sir.
Hello, how are you? You're the on-campus screamer, is that right?
I know, I am Patel.
Right, okay, well, that's another name for it.
Well, no, Patel is my name, sir.
Okay, that is your name, then. What's happening in your world?
of any of the Indian punk bands?
I know there's like an Indian rock movement in England.
Yes. Oh, that is very good.
Yes, I do know that.
But may I mention some of the Indian punk bands?
Sure, go ahead.
The New Delhi Stompers, the Mahahahas, get it? The Headhunters, the Vice Royals, and Purple Kaneef, which is a band I was part of when I was over there.
What's the name of that one? Last one?
Purple Kaneef. You see, it is pink, spelled backwards.
Okay. Yes. Tell me something. Do you know any good Indian places around? Because I've been looking for one.
No, sir, not around here.
There aren't any, are there? Actually, there's one somewhere near here, but in the city there's a whole bunch.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, on the east side.
Yeah.
In the 20s.
Yeah, in the 20s, right, exactly. It's all the cab drivers go there.
Yeah, I used to live there.
Really? In an Indian place?
Well, no, I used to live in a regular building.
Why is it that they all sell videos?
Oh, because, you see, India, the movie business is very big.
Uh-huh.
Bigger than the United States.
We have a whole lot of Indian film soundtracks.
Oh, do you?
In fact, let me see if I can... Yeah, hold on one second. I'm going to try and get Gary on the intercom. And hopefully he can bring us some Indian sound soundtracks.
That would be wonderful.
And we can play them while you're speaking to us.
Yeah, so you can...
Okay, hold on. Let's see if we can actually do this and see if we can get Gary's attention in the other room. Gary, are you there? Hello, Gary. This is Brain Damage calling Gary. Well, you see, that sound means that the radio is on in there. We're getting feedback. Let's try the record library. Hello, Gary, are you there? Uh-oh. Okay, that means that the radio's on in there, too, and the phone is ringing. Okay, well, I guess let's try Gary in the studio one more time. Hello, Gary, are you there?
Eric.
Yes, Gary, this is Brain Damage calling you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
We have a caller on the line who claims to be from India.
Okay.
And we were talking about Indian films. Now, I happen to know that there's a large collection of Indian film soundtracks back in the library. I was wondering if you would be so kind as to bring a couple in here.
In the soundtrack section?
It's either in the soundtrack section or the international section under India.
Okay, I'll take
but
a look.
They should be very easy to spot. There's like 100,000 of them.
All right.
All right, thanks. There certainly are a lot of them. Are you still there,
Carl? Oh.
Hi, how are you? We have somebody working on it.
Am I on the air, sir?
Now you are on the air, yes.
Why do you question my nationality?
Oh, I didn't question. I have to put that there.
Oh.
It's an FCC regulation that we doubt everybody.
Oh, yes, I see.
Yeah.
So, yes, it is quite a claim to say you are Indian.
Yeah, I guess it is. So,
oh.
Were you born there?
Yes, sir.
What part were you born in?
You're Delhi.
I see. And how does that differ from regular Delhi?
Oh, Delhi was the old capital.
Uh-huh.
But it grew quite old because it is a very old city.
Oh, we have some soundtracks. Thank you very much.
So,
let's see what we have here.
There was a new capital built, so, you know, kind of like Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh.
You built a capital for government business.
Okay, you know, I don't know if these are soundtracks so much as they are Indian music, but I guess it'll do. It's on the old Capitol label, you know, the one where the color changes on the stripe there. Let's see what this sounds like.
Is there an Indian music show?
Ah, yes. Yes, we have an Indian music show.
Oh, what time is it?
I believe it's on Sundays. I can verify that.
Oh.
If I can find a schedule.
Okay.
Well, you're really making me do a lot of work here. Hold on. Here's the Saturday schedule. Not on Saturday. Here's the Sunday schedule. I'm looking here. Can you hear this music we're playing?
Yes, sir. It's very, very good.
Yes. It's definitely Indian music there.
Oh. I do play the sitar, you know.
You do play the sitar?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, we need a sitar player around here.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We always do. Okay, here we go. I'm not quite sure how accurate this is. The Indian/Pakistani hour. Now, I know those are two different countries.
Oh, no. Well, I guess they are peaceful here.
Well, from 4:30 to 5:30 on Sundays in the afternoon, right before the polka show.
Okay. I guess Pakistanis are people too.
I mean, it's better than mixing you with the polka show now, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, that wouldn't quite work. All right, and this music is nice. So is there anything else that's on your mind?
I have a joke for you.
You have a joke?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's hear the joke.
What happened to the bear who stole the bar of soap?
Well, I imagine he got caught and prosecuted and probably either asked to replace the soap, pay a fine, or sent to prison, or maybe one or two or more of the above.
Quite on the contrary, he made a clean getaway.
Ah.
Yes, sir.
I see.
And I have a question for Jim.
A joke, a witticism.
I have a
humorous
question.
Anecdote. Yes, okay, go ahead.
Does Jim live in a depressurized titanium cabin?
Ah, Jim. I think he knows something about you. Don't look at me like that. I'm not going to help you out this time. Answer the question. Jim, answer the question. It's in your contract.
That might be so.
Oh, yes. Well, I kind of had that suspicion.
Well, I think he was referring to his contract, actually.
Oh.
Jim,
oh.
Answer the question.
Maybe.
All right. I guess that's as close as we're going to get to the answer.
Well, okay.
I think if he didn't, he would say no.
All right. All right, sir.
No question about it.
Yeah, he agrees that he would say no if he didn't. All right, we're going to go on to another phone call.
Hey, may I be put under teleconference with this young American?
Yes.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Please hold on. I'll put him on hold. How do you like that? As soon as I put him on hold, the music went away. Wait, let me pick him up again. Hello, are you still there?
Yes, sir. Well, am I the other?
No. Well, yeah, you are. This is awfully weird. Hold on one moment, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, put him on hold. Oh, this is too strange. Is somebody messing around inside? Sir, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Every time I put you on hold, the music goes away, and every time I come back, the music comes back. How is this possible?
I don't know, sir.
All right, hold on.
Don't ask me. I don't work.
All right. I don't know what's going on, but we're going to go to the teleconference over here. Hello?
Yes?
Are you there? Okay. We have somebody else for you, but I should warn you.
Please don't put him in.
He sounds like he's
all
like he's.
Is this the Indian guy?
Yes, the Indian guy. The only thing is, every time I pick up the phone, I get music.
Wait a minute, guys. Let the Indian guy. Come on. Let him.
Okay, it seems like there is some disagreement here. But the thing is, you know, the teleconference, you know, you can't really control who calls and who doesn't.
Yes.
Yeah, Eric, but a lot of people, you know.
I think what we're seeing here is a bit of your fear of foreign culture.
Eric, you're funny.
He's really funny.
Well, I speak the truth, though, don't I? I mean.
No, I don't mind the Indian guy. I actually want to talk to him.
But I think somebody there does mind, am I right?
Well, that's like one of those space robot guys.
I don't think it's a space robot guy, but we'll find out. If he identifies himself as a space robot guy, then we'll know from now on that when the Indian guy calls, that he's actually a space robot guy.
Come on, man.
You see?
Okay.
All right, so hold on. We'll bring him in. Let's get him. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We're going to connect you now to the conference. So
please, that's a dandy.
Please hold on.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Okay, he's there. Are you all together?
Hello.
Oh, Jesus.
Am I at teleconference?
Okay, four of you all talk together, and we'll be back a little later on. That's something how the music goes with him like that. It's 33 minutes after 1 o'clock. This is Brain Damage. And, I guess we'll take some more calls. Yes, that would be right. Good morning. You're on.
Hello?
How are you?
Hi. Am I on the air?
Maybe.
Oh, really? I've never been on the air before.
Never?
It's great, Eric. I love it. I love your show.
Well, you know, it's not that great.
I listen to it all the time.
Well, it's only on Saturday nights.
Oh, well, all Saturday nights it's on.
Okay. Where are you calling from?
Nesconset.
Nesconset?
Yeah, it's just a Stony Brook today.
The town's so great that they named a highway after it.
Yes, it's great.
Yeah. Well, what's on your mind?
Oh, life. You know, my friends are, like, really weird, you know?
What's weird about them?
They have these problems. This is serious, though. Like, one of my friends, he's a real great guy, you know? I've been friends with him for years. And he's telling me that he's, like, you know a syndicated series, Star Trek?
Well, there's actually two syndicated series, Star Trek.
There's the Space Nine one, right?
The Next Generation and,
DS9, yeah.
Deep Space Nine, yes.
Well, he's, like, he watches that all the time. He, like, lives in a hole watching it, you know?
Well, it's not on that much. I mean, there aren't that many episodes.
Yeah, but he tapes it and, like, watches marathons.
He should watch Babylon 5. It's a much better show.
Babylon 5?
Yeah.
He would kill you if you heard this, you know?
Well, no, it is. I'm sorry. It's much better. The effects are much better. The characters are better. The stories are better.
Yeah, everyone's allowed to their own opinion.
Yeah, and my opinion.
I personally don't watch these shows, so.
Okay, well, it's They're all good shows. But your concern seems to be that he's always watching this program.
Yeah, always. And he's, like, obsessed with one of the characters. Dax.
I knew it was going to be, I knew you were going to say Dax. I knew people always get obsessed by Dax, including Dr. Bashir.
Yeah, Dr. Bashir. Is that the one that...
Yeah, that's the one with a weird accent and nobody can quite figure out
where
he's
from.
Dreams
about him, yeah.
Yeah, now, okay, so your friend probably sees Dr. Bashir as a threat, right?
Yeah, he, like, got thrown out of a convention for, like, assaulting him.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a normal reaction if you're obsessed with Dax to assault Dr. Bashir. But then again, you know, a lot of people just want to assault him because he drives people crazy.
Yeah, you don't like him, yeah.
I don't like him, no. I don't like him. But then again, I don't like Dax, so that's probably going to get me in a whole lot of trouble with your friend.
Yeah, I know. So
but no,
you better not listen, though.
Well, if I like Dax, then I'd be a threat. So I don't like Dax, so I'm no threat, you see? See how things can work out if you just rationalize them?
Yeah, this is a friend that suggested that I listen to Stony Brook. It's great, you know?
Yeah. Well, you'll find that Stony Brook, you mean the radio station, right?
Yeah, the radio station.
Yeah, we just kind of keep going from one place to another. You know, it's like a train that goes around the world.
Yeah, I was listening to Easy Dread the other day.
Yeah.
Oh, Mendy's, what's it, reggae?
Yeah.
That was interesting. It all sounds the same, and I really...
Ah, but you see, it's not all the same. It might sound the same when you've never heard it before, but if you listen for a few weeks, you'll start seeing all the differences. And then, you know, before all your friends, you'll seem to be an expert.
And there was like an hour and a half on today about Haitian and Puerto Rican music, something like that.
Uh-huh.
And Latinos.
Yeah, after the reggae show on Saturdays, we have Filipito with Onda Nueva, and we also have Ivo Mark with Haitian music from after that, and that's a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, so I just like to speak about a few other issues. Right?
Okay, sure, go ahead.
First of all, the Olympics are over, you know.
Thank God.
I know. I think the media coverage has been a little too much. And the Olympics are nice, you know. It's nice to see people compete from around the world, but...
That's true. We'll get to see it again in 2 years, in the Summer Olympics.
Out of proportion this time,
yeah. Yeah.
It's like Nancy Kerrigan, Tonya Harding, and...
And it's not going away, you know. Tonya Harding got assaulted, Nancy Kerrigan's getting death threats. It's just not going away.
Disneyland thing that happened, and...
Yeah. All that. It's just, I don't know. We just seem to have this obsession for scandal.
I know. That's the way America is these days.
Right.
Yeah, and it's bad, but it's not the, you know, but it's the truth, so.
Uh-huh. So, did you like the Olympics, or did you
watch? I like the Olympics. I like to watch it, but, you know, I didn't get much a chance to watch it this February, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I had a bunch of other things to do.
Yeah, me too. But I couldn't stop hearing about it everywhere I went.
Yeah, what was the deal with that phone service where the golfers and the batting, the baseball games and stuff like that?
What service? Oh, you mean the...
Yeah, a few minutes ago.
Well, it's just a number that you call, and they play you the sounds of summer, and I don't know why. It's the MCI Wow It's Hot service. I don't really know what they get out of it or what we're supposed to get out of it, but it's kind of funny.
Yeah, it's weird, and now I'll know if I'm at Penn Station tomorrow... Be thankful I listen to your railroad report.
Yeah, there's that too. You know, you can always find out what time a train leaves.
All right, so.
Anything else on your mind?
I just like to say hi to a few people.
Sure, go ahead.
My friend Rich, my friend Jack, and my friend John, and my friend Jerry.
Your friend's John or your friend John?
Friend John, yeah.
Okay, but you had more than one friend named John you were.
I would say congratulations to the other John. You did good, Jerry.
What happened to the other John?
He, competed in, a science fair today.
Yeah?
Stony Brook.
Uh-huh.
And he, won a silver medal.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know what his project was?
A bridge. He built a bridge or something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, Stony Brook is, you know, I was in there today also, right? It's getting really dirty, you know?
What, you mean the campus?
Yeah.
Well, it's got all the snow on the ground, for one thing.
Oh, but inside, too.
Uh-huh. What buildings are we talking about?
The Union Building, where you are.
Yeah.
Like, downstairs, the lounge is like a mess. There's papers everywhere.
Yeah.
It's just, you know.
I know. People need to, to take care of things around here.
Yeah, I know. People, you know, it's their college.
Things are falling apart left and right, and a lot of people don't seem to care. And that includes newspapers. That includes inside of buildings and the outside of buildings. We all have to pull together, you know, and it doesn't necessarily have to be all corny. We can just sort of pull together and ignore each other and get the work done.
Yeah, everyone just cares about the bad stuff.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, we need to talk about it. We need to get it out into the open, and I think you've helped do that.
Yeah, well, we're doing our best, right?
Okay.
Those who care, right?
That's true. All right, well, thanks for caring.
All right, thanks for answering my call after about 1,000 rings.
Okay.
All right.
See you later.
Yeah.
Your phone will ring 1,000 times if you call us. We can guarantee it. Good morning. You're on.
Hey, Eric. What's up?
Not much. How are you?
You heard John Candy died?
Yeah, that really sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah, I liked him.
He was one of my favorites. I have virtually every SCTV on tape, and I've watched him many times.
I liked his movies.
His movies were great. He was a funny guy. He's one of the funniest people I've ever seen. I'm sorry?
Only like 42.
He was 43.
Really? He had like a heart attack, like when he was on the set of his movie.
Yeah, yeah. I heard, too, that I heard this from Michael Moore, the guy that did Roger and Me, that he did his funniest performance ever on this film he was working on, where he plays a sheriff that invades Canada. I don't know, had something to do with NAFTA or something like that. And I guess that means that they're going to release it. So they're actually going to release this last film of his somehow.
That's good.
Yeah, I guess.
Also, that's like not old. It's like my parents' age.
I know.
It's like scary.
Yeah. I know. You want an answer for something like that, you know? You want to know why. And you want to know that it's the exception and not something that can be expected. Because that's just way too young. I mean, people are saying, you know, he weighed over 300 pounds. It probably had something to do with it. But still, you know, I mean, he must have some idea if he was healthy or not.
You think you could put me in teleconference?
I guess I could. So, you want to hold on?
Yeah.
Okay. They're on hold there, and let's go back to the teleconference, see how we're doing. Good evening.
Yeah.
What's up? How's the conference going?
Yo, that girl left, man. When you get another girl to come in telecom.
Well, I'll try. I mean, I can't, you know, solicit people.
Tell her to come in telecom. Right?
Okay. Hold on, and we'll connect somebody else in.
All right.
All right, so let's see. The Indian guy is still in there, I can hear, so let's get this person to move up there. Let's see. 5. B. Blue. And squiggle. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. We're going to connect you in now. Okay, we're all together.
All right, cool.
Go and enjoy yourselves. And they're off enjoying themselves. Now let's go back to the phones. Good evening, you're on.
Oh, yeah, what's up?
How you doing?
I'm really bored tonight.
You sound kind of tired.
Yeah, it's really boring.
It is pretty boring.
Society, I think culturally, has run into, like, lethargic, you know?
Well, you know, yeah, I guess you're right. It's something that we just sort of have to...
And like, politics is getting sort of weird. Clinton seems to be in a lot of trouble with this Whitewater thing.
Yeah, it's Whitewater. I don't know. It sounds better than Watergate, but it's still got water in it.
Well, I don't want to see the Republicans back in power, you know.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, you want to see how people hold up under pressure. When you're the president, you have to hold up well. So if he defends himself well, then that's all he can do. And if he tries to cover things up, then he really doesn't deserve to be there, does he?
Did you watch the Islander Ranger game tonight?
No, I did not.
Oh, well, it wasn't that good anyway.
Who won?
Rangers.
Did they?
Yeah. Were you interested in that kid who mentioned a call girl or something?
Well, we have to look in the yellow pages for that. We no longer provide call girl service here.
I know, because I guess the Amy Fisher thing ended it.
Ruined the whole thing for everybody, yeah.
When she got busted, damn.
Yeah. All it takes is one blabbermouth to make things...
I just wonder if I could talk to that guy at conference.
You want to join conference, too?
If I could, yes.
I don't know. Hold on. We'll see if there's room for one more. We're going to try to put one more... I see the Indian guy's gone.
All right, cool.
Okay, hold on. We're going to move one more person in there. Uh-oh. That shouldn't be. Well, that shouldn't be either. Okay, hold on. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Let's try this again. I don't like that sound. Hold on. Okay, I think we got them all together there. Yes, they're all together. They're all talking to each other. Let's move on. Good morning.
Oh.
How you doing?
Hi. What's going on with the show? It sounds weird tonight.
It's weird.
I mean, you know, like, haven't heard anything from those space robot guys. I miss them.
No, I haven't heard a thing from them. In fact, I haven't heard that word yet.
What word?
The word. The word that if I hear again, I'll go crazy.
What's the word?
I don't know.
Do you whisper it to me?
If I do, I'll have to kill you.
Why? I don't know the word.
Because it's the kind of word that you don't say.
You're confusing me.
Yeah. Then I'm succeeding. Good morning.
Hi, how you doing? Eric?
Yes.
Hi, I'm a first-time caller.
You are? Well, you sound pretty good for it.
Oh, thanks. I'm a little nervous, though.
Well, don't be nervous. It's, around this time, the listenership drops below the 1 million mark.
Alright, I was hearing the show last week.
Yeah?
You know how I was like,
Well, the show wasn't on last week. The show wasn't on last week. We had a marathon hockey game, remember?
Well, no, yeah, but it was on for like 5 minutes, and they said they might close it down.
Close what down?
The radio show, and like, I got pretty nervous.
Oh. I can imagine.
And some kids were like calling and prank calling.
Oh, that's horrible.
And so, what I did, I took into my own hands succeed and find out who this masked man was, right?
Where did masked man come from?
I mean, no, you know, like, the secret guy. Because, like, he kept on calling, prank calling.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. But, like, I have, like, if you just bear with me, Eric, I have a little bit of proof.
First of all, wait a minute. Wait, who was doing what to who? And how did you enter into all this?
I heard these prank calls, right, being taped over the radio.
There are prank calls being taped over the radio during a hockey game?
No. After, there was 5 minutes worth of talking.
Okay.
And, like, he said the shortest brain damage ever.
Okay. Shortest brain damage ever, and there are prank calls within that shortest period.
Yeah, well,
and
I hate them.
You did some detective work.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about the detective work?
Yeah, you want to hear it?
Well, I'd like to hear what you did first.
Oh, I taped it?
Yeah.
I taped it, I first taped it, and then I analyzed it, and I tried to match up the voices, and I tried to find that accents and stuff where I could find out.
Yeah?
And I found this guy, it might come to a shock to all of us, but
okay.
I'm pretty sure it's Jim.
Uh-oh. All right, well...
Before this call-in, could you put us in telecom because I want to talk to him?
I'm not sure if there's room anymore because we put so many people in there. I can try, but I'm not sure if it's going to work.
All right. Can I show you my evidence?
Okay. Well, are you going to play the prank calls again?
No. It's just Jim talking and then Jim talking in his weird voice slash her. That's
okay.
What he prank called as.
All right.
Can you tell me what you think about this? All right.
All right. Let's hear it.
This is Jim's voice.
Let's hear the evidence.
Is that call recorded one?
Uh huh.
He's from the campus.
Oh, really?
That's the voice of Matt there.
He didn't give his name.
Alright, you hear?
Yeah.
And now you hear he's setting up an alibi already?
Okay.
Of saying that he knows a kid named Jim. He knows a kid named Jim already, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, Herb, he knows a kid. He's trying to set up an alibi. And now, try to concentrate and see the strain on his vocal cords, okay?
All right.
Mm-hmm. Jim as Herb.
Status.
My conclusion
yeah.
of Herb.
And now this is Herb, and I was in the teleconference, and I thought it was fabulous. It was the best thing I've ever done.
You heard?
Yeah.
You see the resemblance, the ohs and stuff?
Right, the ohs, exactly. I was thinking just that myself.
You are?
That's, Well, it sounds like a major scandal. Have you gone to the authorities with this?
No, I have another one where he was yelling, but, like, you could, like, see the resemblance of the vocal cords. You want to hear him?
Jim is motioning that he wants to speak to you.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry, we can't, there's no phone in there, Jim. Now, Jim is, like, frantically waving and like, clutching his throat. I don't know what that means.
Jim's clutching his throat?
Apparently something is bothering him.
I want to talk to him, because if it's him, I see, like, his calls, like, he calls a lot, and,
Wait, what's he doing?
And, like, I hear, like...
Jim's writing a check and pointing to it. I think maybe you have something to talk about with him.
Yeah, I want to talk to him. Because,
yeah.
You know, I think if he's doing it to stop, because he sounds like a good guy, you know?
Jim, it's my understanding that you want to talk business with this place?
There's no doubt in my mind.
Apparently, you're onto something, and he wants to clear it up with you. Let me put you into teleconference, and we can extract you later.
Thank you very much, Eric.
Okay, hopefully Jim will... Why can't I put him on hold? Hold on. Are you there? Is anybody there?
Hello?
Oh, boy. I think we lost him. Yep, we lost him. That's what happens when a teleconference gets too full. It kind of, like, expands and takes over the whole system. Now we have this growing teleconference, and we can't stop it. Okay, we're going to, as promised, play the full bank robber dub. Now, Gary, you've been sitting here this entire time not saying a word.
That's right.
And you've been patiently waiting, as I promised you, to play this song. So I'm sorry, I forgot about it. He was sitting right here, no more than 3 feet away from me, and I totally forgot you were there.
I'm very insulted, but
well, yeah,
if you play the dub, it's okay.
I don't think you will be insulted after you hear this. Now, what's interesting about this song, if you know the song Bank Robber, which I assume you do.
I do.
midway through it, they go into a dub after the song.
Right.
But that dub is actually beginning midway into the real dub. And what you're going to hear here is the full dub. The dub from the beginning to the end. You'll hear the second half will be what you already know from the song.
Right.
But you won't hear the first half of the song. You'll hear the first half of a different song. And I'm confusing everybody, so let's just play the song, and we'll be back in a moment. have it. Bank robber Dub here on Brain Damage. And the story behind that, CBS UK did not wish to release Bank Robber as a single for some stupid reason. Here, for the first time, is the complete Dread at the Controls Dub version intended for the never-released Bank Robber 12-inch single. Sometimes people at record companies can be such...
Dummies?
Yeah, dummies is a good word. That's part of the Super Black Market Clash, which has just come out. This picture of all the Clash albums.
Ah, very nice.
Including the Story of the Clash, Volume 1. There hasn't been a Volume 2, has there?
Nope.
You know, here's another one I've never seen before. Clash the Singles.
Mm. That's a whole record there? The Clash the Singles?
Yeah, it looks like it, yeah.
Because
I know that on this this CD here, which has over 77 minutes of music, according to the label, that there's still a few things they don't have. Like, they have the second half of Radio Clash. Well, actually, the single was called This Is Radio Clash, and the part that wasn't on the single is called Radio Clash. But then there's a whole other side in a 12-inch that has all kinds of weird effects, and that's not on here. But there are some other B-sides that are. It's amazing how much material is coming out, and the band hasn't even gotten back together.
That's true.
They just keep putting out records of stuff that was on B-sides and imports and things like that. And, you know, I also heard that while the Beatles aren't getting back together, of course they can't get back together, they're somehow going to release a song with all four voices. Did you hear something about this?
I heard, I read that in the paper today, as a matter of fact.
Did
about
you?
Taking some tracks that Lennon recorded, and the other three Beatles are going to add their instruments and voices to those tracks.
Well, what do you know about that? Do you know what these tracks are?
Not specifically, no. I don't know what the tracks are, but recorded around 1980, I think, most of them were.
Wow. Well, that's going to be interesting. When's that going to happen this year?
Pretty soon, maybe next year or beginning, end of this year or the beginning of next year. They're going to release a big video anthology they're putting together right now. And I don't know if there's going to be another record with rare things. I heard that kind of a thing also.
Mm-hmm.
With some 400 hours worth of studio material that didn't come out. I would imagine a lot of outtakes, maybe some things that have already appeared on bootlegs. So it sounds pretty interesting.
Well, I look forward to it with bated breath. I'm sure our listeners are looking forward to your program with bated breath because this program is done. It's 1:58.
You're right. It is.
The time just flew by. I'm sorry for those people we didn't get to. But we'll be back again next week. We'll get to you then if you call us back. Till then, have yourselves a good week. You know, we're going to... I have to start driving to Pennsylvania now. Can you believe that?
Right now you're going to
start? Oh, yeah, right now, because I just woke up a little while ago.
You did.
This is a crazy day for me. Waking up late at night. It's actually morning. I mean, it is morning, but it really is morning for me.
Sure.
It's not the morning that you go to sleep in. It's the morning that you wake up to.
That's right.
Yeah, so right now it's morning for me, and I'm going to get up and go out there, yeah. And then come back late at night. Not late at night, but early in the evening, and it'll be as if I'd stayed up a whole day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, have a nice
trip. See the sun come up and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sunrise in Pennsylvania.
Didn't think such a thing was possible, did you?
I didn't.
No. Well, we're going to close with another one of these weird Clash songs. This is called Stop the World. Did you hear that one?
I Want to Get Off?
No.
Stop the World, I Want to Get Off?
Don't think so.
Okay.
Now, Stop the World was a B-side. I think it was a B-side of Straight to Hell. Let's see how good I am here. Well, it doesn't say, actually. Released in support of the Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament. That's all it says here.
Oh, okay.
So that's something that... oh, wait, there's more information over here. Stop the World. Where is it? Ah. Produced by Bill Price and The Clash, engineered by Jeremy Green. Recorded at Electric Lady Studios, New York City, March 1980. Recorded and mixed Wessex Studios, London, September 1980. First released as B-side of The Call Up. Okay, so I was wrong. I was wrong. B-side.
And
of
you
Call
admitted
Up.
It on the air.
Live on the
I
air.
I would have lied. I would have said, yes, here it is.
You can't lie.
Right here.
Because it happened right on the air. If this had been one of our tape shows, then I would have...
Are we on tape tonight?
No.
Oh.
No, this is live.
This is live.
Yeah. I can tell that because I see you. That's how I generally
You're right. I see you, so it must be live tonight.
If we couldn't see each other, we'd know we were on tape. Let's go to this song. I'll be back next week. Gary will be back in a moment. Here on WUSB.
Stony Brook.
Right.
biggest word she's ever heard. Don't get it, understand it, I said a word.